For the past 13 years, Western Michigan University's Francophone Film Festival gave a peek inside the world of French-speaking cinema. But this year, the festival is taking on a new name and broadening its scope even farther. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg spoke with one of the festival's coordinators, Marjorie Zippert, on what to expect.
The newly named World Languages Film Festival will bring in a whole weekend's worth of films this year in languages like Arabic, Chinese, and German, all on top of six more in French. Marjorie Zippert is one of the festival's coordinators. She says adding the new films led to a few communication problems, especially when the festival's French-speaking organizers tried to get information on films in Chinese and Japanese. But she says it was for the best.
So we thought that widening our selection would answer better our students' needs, since the Department of World Languages and Literatures is teaching more than just one language. So we wanted to have more languages that are taught represented.
Much of the world already speaks French. France, obviously, but other countries like Canada, Haiti, Africa's Ivory Coast, and dozens more. But by expanding the selection to places like Japan and the Middle East, Zippert says, festival goers can be exposed to images and ideas they'd never see anywhere else.
A movie will bring you a different eye to a culture because there is a lot of implicit culture that is given through images that you cannot explain. Talking about it is not enough. So a movie is completing what we can teach in class. So hopefully they will take the time to go watch the movies and get access to the different kind of culture and language because they're still exposed listening to it. So that's the great part of a movie.
T'es rentré de bonne heure à matin?
Éteins ta caméra.
There's no better example of that than Les Manèges Humains, or Fair Sex. The film is making its U.S. premiere at the World Languages Film Festival. It confronts the difficult theme of female genital mutilation in Africa through the eyes of a young Canadian girl. Zippert says this is the strength of foreign film, giving Western students a better handle on important issues that may go unnoticed.
Well, clearly Fair Sex will probably shake them a little bit because it's, yeah, it is a different culture for sure. And then we picked it also because although it's a hard topic to talk about, it's very well filmed. It's filmed in a way that you're interested, you're fascinated, you want to ask questions, but at the same time, it's not unbearable.
To explore the issue even more, the festival is bringing in the director of the movie, Martin Laroche, tonight to try to spark an even broader discussion about female genital mutilation. But it's not the only movie taking on a serious topic. The Arabic film Rags and Tatters shows the aftermath of the Arab Revolution in Egypt, and the French movie Fevers addresses stereotypes and prejudices against Muslims in France. Altogether, Zippert says, the festival is a sharp contrast to American cinema, where blockbusters tend to take over the market. But as more festivals pop up across the country, she says, the alternatives are growing.
American productions are producing so many movies, it's easy to flood market with it. So I understand it's complicated to bring up foreign movies here, especially when people have to read subtitles. I understand sometimes it can be a bit discouraging. It's challenging, but I also know that it is accessible thanks to those festivals. So let's hope the festival will just expand and bring up more foreign movies to people who are seeking them.
If the new festival goes well, Zippert says, we could soon see a Kalamazoo festival with movies in 10, 15, even 20 languages. But for now, we'll have to wait and see. You can get links to the festival's films and showtimes at our website, WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.